It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Russia's vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that would have pressured Iran over its alleged arms supplies to Yemeni fighters. The British draft received 11 favorable votes, 2 abstentions, and 2 unfavorable votes. The resolution accused Iran of failing to prevent its weapons from falling into the hands of Yemen's Ansarullah. However, it was blocked by veto-wielding Russia, which, before the vote, described the motion as dangerous and said it needed to be discussed.
The Russian Federation cannot support the draft resolution proposed by our British colleagues for the extension of the mandate of the panel of experts if Security Council Committee 2140 and sanctions in Yemen. However, we wish for there to be no misunderstandings in this regard. We fully endorse the majority of the provisions set forth in this resolution. However, we cannot concur with uncorroborated conclusions and evidence which requires verification and discussions within the sanctions committee.
Well, following the vote, the United States said Russia's veto served Iran's efforts to destabilize the region. It added that the Council's failure to pass a UK resolution was a setback to collective efforts to promote peace in Yemen. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council on Monday unanimously approved a Russia-drafted resolution which calls for renewing targeted sanctions on Yemen. Joining us via Skype from Ontario is Edward Corrigan. He's an international human rights lawyer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as far as the UK-sponsored draft resolution was concerned, do you think that by the failure to pass that draft resolution and by not sanctioning Iran, essentially, for uncorroborated claims of it supplying missiles to Yemen's Ansarullah movement, quote, is a setback to collective efforts to promote peace in Yemen?
Well, it may be a setback for the Saudis from trying to impose their will on Yemen, I suppose, in a bizarre sort of way, that is peace. But there is no evidence that I've seen, no credible evidence, and the Russians have pointed out that Iranian missiles have been making their way to Yemen, to the Ansar movement, to the people who are fighting the Hadi government, and which is backed by Saudi Arabia. But what strikes me is the rank hypocrisy of the British bringing forward motion when they are supplying, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of arms to Saudi Arabia, to the United Arab Emirates, which are being used to attack Yemen and destroy infrastructure, kill civilians, and no doubtably much of those arms are getting into the hands of the supporters of Hadi, who is the former president of Yemen, who resigned. But right now, actually, there's a split between the alliance between Hadi and the people who are backed by the United Arab Emirates. So it's hypocritical of Britain to say, hey, we can sell hundreds of millions of dollars worth of arms, but even though we've got no evidence, we want to make some political points and pressure Iran. They may or may not be supplying weapons to the Ansar movement and to the supporters of people who are opposed to Saudi dominance. You know, the Russian motion later is more even-handed. It looks at both sides. It looks at all the parties. You need to put pressure on not only the Ansar movement, but on certainly the followers of Hadi and this new splinter group that now has control of Aden. So the people, the civilians of Yemen are the ones that are suffering here. But you can't help peace by bringing hypocritical resolutions, the Security Council, by trying to impose your will by force, by just sanctioning one side and not the other.
Well, that brings me to my next question, Mr. Corrigan. Where is the Security Council resolution on an arms embargo on Saudi Arabia, for example, which is raining down bombs on the civilian population of Yemen?
Well, this is the $64,000 question. There should be sanctions against Saudi Arabia and also the United Arab Emirates for their intervention in Yemen and for their massive killing of infrastructure, just killing of civilians, destroying infrastructure, attacking hospitals, that terrible attack on the funeral procession, for example, attacking the food infrastructure, for Pete's sake. You have the Saudis and their allies have imposed a food blockade on the country and also a blockade of medicine and fuel and other essential items, which is resulting in the deaths of thousands of people. We have epidemics of of diphtheria and other diseases in the country, which are not, should be there, cholera, because of the destruction of the water purification system. So, you know, on one hand, people are trying to focus attention on Iran, but Saudi Arabia, it's been well documented what they're doing, and they are clearly committing war crimes against Yemen, and they are directly intervening by bombing civilians in the country. And Iran, you know, has been providing certainly a bit of moral support and some spoken support for the rebels in Yemen, which actually arguably could be constituted the government because they control the capital and much of the country. But as far as I know, you know, there's no Iranian troops, there's no Iranian bombs falling, no Iranian planes that are bombing civilians in Yemen. So, you know, the hypocrisy is really, really terrible here. And in fact, Britain and the other countries that voted for this resolution should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer, joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, it's always good having you with us here on Press TV.